Quote, let the generations know that women in uniform also guaranteed their freedom. You, men, are our protectors is not true, for if you were, who would there be to protect us from? You must come to terms with the reality that nothing outside ourselves, be it people or things, is actually responsible for our happiness. End quote. Hello, and welcome to another situation.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Ingrid.
Did you miss us? Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Wait, I think I know you. I've known you my whole life.
Oh, that's right.
That was a nice quote. Who said it?
Well, you'll find out in just a moment. But happy super belated anniversary, another situation.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary.
Like March 1st?
No, I don't know.
No, it was February.
Oh, okay. Yep. We had to take a extended hiatus.
2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That we took a hiatus.
Why am I still doing this?
You barely are.
Apologies to everybody, though. Life has been crazy. Life has been busy. Life has been life.
Right. They don't feel any sympathy because their life is crazy, too.
Well, they might feel empathy instead of sympathy.
Or they may be mad at us because they liked listening to us on their way to their busy lives at
Kara.
Work. And they enjoyed laughing and crying with you.
Shush. Well, we're back for this episode. Stay tuned for when the next one comes out.
Well, just for the record, we were supposed to record two episodes today, so we would have two to give you.
Correct.
But
I didn't have a chance to do it yet. No excuse. I just didn't.
Since December, just FYI, that was our last episode.
This was
December.
Oh, well, the episode I knew I was doing was in March. So I guess it took me 3 months to decide what to do.
February. It was Valentine's Day.
No, I was on my honeymoon, and that was in March. My honeymoon 7 years after our marriage, by the way.
You knew about it before you went on your honeymoon because I asked you to work on it on your honeymoon.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, that sounds right. Okay.
That sounds right. Ingrid asking me to work on stuff during my honeymoon.
Yeah. I didn't.
And she didn't. Selfishly.
But I'm excited to hear what you're about to talk about. This woman sounds badass.
Yeah, she is badass. Wait till you hear this. Okay. So those quotes are all from the same woman, Dr. Mary Edwards Walker. And as usual, we are insanely behind with everything, but I've been wanting to do an episode on Dr. Walker since I heard her story. Oh gosh, you guys, I wrote this a long time ago because I wrote since I heard her story a few weeks ago. I actually heard her story at the beginning of March. And so it was over a month ago I heard her story.
I just changed the definition of few to six. Few could mean six.
Okay. Yes, to me a few means six.
I like it.
Okay. Well, I was inducted to the Daughters of the American Revolution in March, and one of the speakers that day told us a bit about Dr. Walker. She was such a badass. Same word that you came up with, Jessica. Hmm. It's almost like we're sisters.
Almost. So close. Almost.
I won't admit that regularly. But I thought she'd be a...
Jerk.
Yeah. Look how old this is. I thought she would be great for International Women's Day and the United States National Women's History Month. That's March, guys.
Oops.
April, by the way, is National Donor Awareness Month. So, Or no, it's Donate Life. National Donate Life.
Be an organ donor. And it's Alshul.
Also.
Also Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Ooh, gosh. You want to know about sexual assault? Head on over to my other podcast called One in Three.
Yes, do it. There's a bunch of good episodes that come out weekly.
Mostly weekly.
Mostly. Consistently.
Yes.
And they're really good stories. Yes. Like not, yeah, you know what I mean.
They're hard to get through, some of them. Some of them are very triumphant at the end, and those are always my favorite. And I have a few guests on that are pretty amazing. I almost swore because I do swear in the other one. I don't swear in this podcast. And anyway, go check it out. If you have the stomach for it, check it out. And if you want to help victims of domestic violence, give it a listen. Maybe you can learn something and help. Okay.
Nice.
Back to the badassness of Dr. Walker. You're soon going to find out how perfect of a person she is to celebrate last month. We're just very late. So seriously, you're going to love this woman. Okay. So Mary Edwards Walker was the fifth daughter born to teachers in 1832. We love the 1800s on another situation.
We sure do.
A baby brother joined them 1 year later. The family also owned a farm in Oswego, New York. Her father, Alva, and mother, Vesta, were progressive in their beliefs, which is awesome in the 1800s. Vesta was not a fan of women's dress, which was tied to romanticism, and it included the big poofy sleeves, the tight waists accentuated by corsets, and heavy, starchy, full skirts.
Ew.
Yes. Beautiful. But remember, they owned a farm. So she worked on a farm.
And a dress? Oh.
Well, yeah, she was a woman.
Silly me.
Okay. Vesta's belief that the customary style was not conducive to getting anything done and actually was unhealthy was naturally passed on to her daughters, Mary in particular. Mary would often wear a coat and trousers, occasionally with a skirt over them, which was much more suitable to her active life. Because of her strange and frankly unaccepted attire, Mary faced not only verbal insults, but would even have rocks thrown at her by the boys. Her personal style would get her into trouble later in life as well. And I think she got in trouble at school a lot because she wasn't wearing dress code. That's why she would put the skirt over over the trousers. Mm. So Alva, the dad, was a self-taught doctor and, along with his wife, encouraged education and independent thinking in their children. I love it. Remember, four girls. Questioning everything was a desired trait in the Walker household. Alva and Vesta insisted their daughters be as well educated as their son and therefore founded a free schoolhouse around 1830. Okay, you and I were just talking about busy lifestyles and busy days and whatever, and life is super busy. But can you imagine in the 1800s when you have to tend to a farm literally to feed your family, but then also like start a schoolhouse to make sure that your daughters are educated? It's just, I think these people are amazing.
Well, they also didn't have the distraction of radio, TV, everything else, phones, you know?
True. True.
I wonder how productive would be. Hmm.
Well, they also didn't have modern medicine, and I don't know. I could go on a tangent. You and we both could go on a tangent. We should go on a tangent. I mean, it's been 4 months since
I was just going to say, let's not.
No, I know. Let's not do it, but we should.
I want to hear about this lady and why she's so cool.
Okay. You don't think she's cool already? I mean, she's wearing pants to school.
Oh, no, I do think she's cool. I want to hear what else she's done.
Okay. So the daughters initially, I've said so 100 times. I'm apologizing so much. The girls initially followed in their parents' footsteps and pursued teaching. In Mary's free time, she would read her father's medical books, deepening her interest in medicine. She eventually attended Syracuse Medical College and graduated with a Doctor of Medicine degree in 1855. By the way, she was the only woman in her class. Following graduation, Following graduation, Mary attempted to open her own practice in Columbus, Ohio, but remember, she's a girl. She was unable to keep it open due to the lack of trust and acceptance of female practitioners. Those shady women don't know what they're doing. She then returned to New York and married fellow medical student Albert Miller. Mary refused to believe women should be judged by their appearances, so when she insisted, both bride and groom wear suits and top hats for their nuptials.
Love it.
Oh, and she made sure the word obey was removed from their vows.
Yes, girl, yes.
She also elected to keep her maiden name. The married doctors opened their practice together in Rome, New York. The two later divorced, which was also a feat back then. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what specific education she was pursuing at Bowen Collegiate Institute in Hopkinton, Iowa, but I read that she briefly attended in 1860. She was suspended when she refused to resign from the school's all-male debate team. Okay, so remember what else was in the 1800s? The Civil War. And at the beginning of the Civil War in 1861, 29-year-old Mary traveled to Washington, D.C. to enlist in the Union Army as a surgeon. Naturally, that was met with an emphatic no. Still, wanting to provide her services, Mary remained in D.C. and volunteered. She insisted, to everyone's dismay, on continuing to wear shirts, trousers with suspenders, and mid-length skirts, maintaining she could not perform her duties any other way. Still wanting recognition as a well-educated woman, she kept her hair long and curled. She didn't want to be mistaken for a man. In 1863, she was appointed assistant surgeon in the Army of the Cumberland when she traveled to Tennessee. Mary worked the front lines during the Battle of Fredericksburg and in Chattanooga after the Battle of Chickamauga. She was known to frequently cross enemy lines to provide care to civilians. It was even reported that she assisted a Confederate surgeon in an amputation. Because she dressed in male attire, the Confederates captured and arrested her as they believed she was a spy. She remained imprisoned at Castle Thunder near Richmond, Virginia for 4 months from April until August 1864. During that time, she refused to don acceptable women's dress. It is said that Confederate soldiers were both amused and disgusted at her appearance. The appearance, that is, of wearing the uniform of an army surgeon. Mary was eventually released in a prisoner swap. In October of 1864, she was finally given a contract as an acting assistant surgeon. Dr. Walker requested to be sent back into battlefield duty, but she was never granted that request. For the remainder of the war, she worked at a Louisville, Kentucky female prison and an orphanage in Clarksville, Tennessee. At the recommendation of Major Generals Sherman and Thomas, President Andrew Jackson awarded Dr. Walker with a Medal of Honor for Meritorious Services in 1865. She was the first and only woman to be given the Medal of Honor. Dr. Walker returned to private practice following the end of the Civil War. She remained steadfast in her pursuit of women's and racial equality. She was arrested multiple times for masquerading as a man, as she eventually adopted full male attire. She dropped the skirt. Mary published two books, one titled Hit, Essays on Women's Rights in 1871, and the other one, Unmasked or The Science of Immorality to Gentlemen. And that was 1878. In 1917, due to government decision and because she was a civilian, the Medal of Honor was stripped from Mary and not just her, it was approximately 900 others. As you may have already guessed, Mary continued to wear the medal regardless of the decision until her death, which was February 21st, 1919. At the age of 86, Mary was laid to rest in Oswego, New York, wearing a black suit with an American flag draped over her coffin. Exactly 1 year before the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that granted women the right to vote.
Oh, I just got the chills.
At constant appeal of her family, the Carter administration reinstated Dr. Mary Walker's Medal of Honor in 1977.
Go Jimmy!
And with, yes, go 1977. It's always my favorite year.
Oh, geez.
And with that, I will close with one final quote from Dr. Mary Walker. I have got to die before people will know who I am and what I have done.
Wow. What an amazing woman.
Isn't she cool?
Mm-hmm. That's so sad that boys were throwing rocks at her. That hurt my heart a little bit.
Yeah, they would chase her. They would call her names and throw rocks.
My daughter is, I let her wear whatever she wants. My husband's not so for it. But lately, even when it's hot outside here, she's been wanting to wear earmuffs. So I was like, okay, sure. Go ahead and wear your earmuffs. So like she wears them to school. She wore them to a birthday party. She wore them to a retirement party. Like she just wears these white earmuffs everywhere. And I think it's adorable. And my friends and people that we know that also support individualism just think she's the coolest for doing it. So that hurts my heart that people were so mean to Mary back in the day.
What's cool is like my boys have been learning, they're in fourth and fifth grade, and they've been learning about American history and they learned about women's suffrage and everything. And they're like, you know, Mom, do you know there was a time when women could not vote? And it's so cool how they find it so appalling on how women were viewed or treated then. And not just women, but then they also discuss the racial inequalities. And I know that there's a lot going on in society today. We have come so far. And I think it's cool.
In 100 years.
It took a long time to get to where we are, to get the vote to take away the rights for women to have a decision on their bodies. But cool.
So cool. Great. Love that.
So cool. Yay, us.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That was, she's inspiring.
Yeah.
Is she like the founder of the Daughters of the American Revolution? Why was she talked about in your DAR meeting?
Because she actually was here in Chattanooga.
She was
involved with the Battle of Chickamauga, and so she's local.
Gotcha. My local DAR has stopped emailing me asking if I'm going to complete my application.
You know, all you have to do is give them my number.
What?
Give them my number. Give them not my phone number. Please don't give my phone number to anybody. Give me my number. I'll do all the work for you. No, give them my I don't know what it's called. My DAR number.
Can you send it to me?
All they. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is just.
Then you have to admit that you're my sister. You have to admit it.
Again.
Ugh. For the rest of your life.
That's like twice in a day.
That's a lot. So
can I do it tomorrow? I feel so used and dirty.
Give me your number.
It's almost like I feel like I'm a girl wearing trousers.
Oh, then you should feel loud and proud.
So unappealing. Feel so undesirable and
I was picturing that in my head and I loved it. When you're talking about
how I can she actually dressed. Speaking of pictures, I'll try to find some non-copyrighted pictures and put them up on our social.
Okay. I feel like there's something else to say and I can't remember.
There is. We have to do our
bees.
Do's and don'ts.
Bees. The bees.
Jeez. My God.
A little rusty okay. there, sister.
But it's a little bit.
Okay, do your B.
Be progressive.
Be a role model for women 100 years after you're alive. I am also a little rusty.
You know. Don't be throwing rocks at people.
I was going to say that. Oh, you turned.
No, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Finally, I get to go first and ruin your life.
Don't be taking away Medal of Honors from people. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We're back. Maybe.
Thank you. We are back. And if I can get Jessica to commit to another recording date, legit, I've been trying for the last 4 months. That's not a lie.
Like really, really trying for the last month, though, for sure.
2 months.
Whatever.
Our goal is going to be every other week.
Mm-hmm.
This brings joy to my life, and I know it brings joy to your life. And joy to the life of joy to the world.
I feel no joy. I feel deprived of joy.
It's because I won't admit you're my sister. Okay. Well, you're welcome to be bringing our voices back into your lives. Or my condolences for bringing our voices back into your lives.
I just don't listen. But I just don't listen.
I mean, you could turn it off. You could turn it off.
You have the power.
You could switch to something else.
You have
it's all you. You have the power to make the changes in your life.
You have the choice now to be happy. No outside influence. Listen to Dr. Mary.
Right. And we have the choice to say goodbye.
Goodbye. If you'd like to reach out to us or submit your situation, please contact us at anothersituationpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at anothersituationpodcast. We're also on Facebook at Another Situation.
Another Situation is produced and edited by Point 5 Pinoy. Music is written and performed by Tim Crow.